Hey, it's Asania, baby.
Hey, it's Deshaun, baby.
And it's a light bulb moment.
Hell yeah. It's a motivational podcast.
Sure is. Mm-hmm.
Is it?
It is. Mm-hmm.
Y'all check it out. Check it out. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is the Light Bulb Moment podcast. And I am Deshaun Duran.
I don't even know how to pick that flow. And I'm Asania, the Dawn.
I ain't around with my name, around with your name.
Oh, I couldn't think of nothing to roll around with Asania. Diarrhea.
That's horrible. Asania, the leader.
The leader?
Yeah.
The leader? I said the leader.
I'm not doing this. But anyway.
You just did it.
We digress.
Yes, I'm definitely getting the shirt that says
I digress. That's not a bad shirt. That's really not. I digress. Today we're here to talk about the love languages. We're going to start off with words of affirmation. It's from Dr. Gary Chapman's book, The Five Love Languages, which is this famous book that everyone talks about. Like, they've been talking about it for a while. I've been hearing about this book for a while.
Yeah, it's been some years.
And it kind of shook the world a little bit.
Did it shake the world?
I don't know. I think it really made an impression. I think it made a big impression.
What makes you say that?
Because I hear people talk about it. People have been talking to me about it. Excuse me. But yeah, people have been talking to me about it for a while. So, and they weren't even talking about him, per se. They were just talking about the five love languages.
Hmm. He just took it and did his own spinoff of it.
I don't know if he necessarily...
No, it's a lot of different books on the five love languages.
Oh, okay.
Like, so, it's a lot... Well, I'm not going to exaggerate it. It's a decent amount of books on
that. Right, so the love language. Today we're talking about words of affirmation.
Yeah, I figured we'd do this. We're going into the love month.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, it's Valentine's month. Yay. Love. All that good stuff. I'll probably be at work.
This thing gonna be rolling his eyes and shit. That's money making day in the service industry, though.
Yeah.
You have a Valentine's Day special.
Probably.
But yeah, I figured coming into it, but instead of doing the cliche like, show your boo love, or this is what you should do for your partner, or you ain't doing this and don't treat it like this, like, let's actually learn how to communicate.
Right.
Through.
Yeah, the five love languages, it's really all about communication.
100%.
Yeah.
It's about using different nonverbal and verbal actions.
Right.
To communicate with your partner and really tighten the bond.
You got to figure out how that person receives love or feels love.
And gives it out.
Yeah, so.
And we're only going to talk about the positive. We're not going to talk about the negative side where they punch you in your face and say, I punch you because I love you.
The fuck?
Yeah, that's not necessary.
I don't have nothing to do with that. What would that fall under? I don't think abuse is a love language.
It's touch. It's touch.
That is not quality touch.
It's touch and affirmation. It's just the dark side of touch and physical affirmation.
It's dark, yeah. Man, look here. But I digress. But yeah. So where's the affirmation? I'm not a words of affirmation person. I don't think I am. When people say nice stuff, you know, I appreciate it. I do.
What are words of affirmation?
Words of affirmation is when someone says something to you to show love. That means someone needs love through words. They need to hear it. They need to hear sincere words, not just any type of words, that affirm love. And it could be through text, it could be through voice, it could be through any type of communication as far as words, I think. What's words of affirmation to you?
Somebody's just saying something nice.
Pretty much.
I like your detailed description better than mine. So.
Right. But you saying that means that you're not a words of affirmation person.
No, I'm not a words of affirmation person either. You can't tell me shit.
I mean, like I said, I appreciate, you know.
Yeah,
but it's not going to...
I don't know. I say that's why I think you... Okay.
You think what?
Before we get into words of affirmation, that's why I think it's funny. sidebar conversation we were having earlier, because you say your only one is...
I just like acts of service.
Cheeky motherfuckers.
Just do me a song.
He only talk about when he gets to.
I would love a good cook. I need somebody to do my lawn. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you know. I love massages.
What do you like to give?
I like to give?
Kind gestures.
So, and that's, I don't think I'm a acts of service giver. I'm more of an acts of service receiver. I think my love language, my giving love language, is probably...
Selfish best.
I guess gifts is easy to give.
So,
yeah.
So your giving love language is gifts.
Uh-huh.
Your receiving love language...
I don't like buying people stuff either. I don't. I really don't. I be like... Because you can just buy your own shit. I'll give you some money. I won't even do that. Because I got to be rich just to give me that money. My thing was... Yeah, I don't know.
Ooh, damn.
Is acts of service my gift?
That's why you single?
Probably.
Oh, that's thank you for that. Yeah, Deshaun being single. Ooh, love for Deshaun.
He's listening.
Okay. Yeah. I don't believe that. I believe that, damn, we've been crazy.
Were you about to tell me my language?
Yeah, I think kind gestures are your, I mean, not kind gestures, gifts. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
You think I like gifts?
Yeah.
I like gifts, but not to the point where it's my love language.
Okay.
And that's how I feel about the other.
No, words of affirmation. Like I said,
oh, you think it's words of affirmation?
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I can appreciate that. Oh, thanks. But I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like words of affirmation will, it's like a decreasing effect that start to happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
after the first one is all downhill?
Yeah, like, okay, I get it.
I guess you like me. Thank you. You think I'm cute. You think I'm handsome. You don't have to say it to me again.
Right. I know that. I already know I'm cute. And tell me. And then that's why I feel like.
Oh my god.
Because I'm judging people more so off their actions anyway. So you don't have to tell me I'm cute. I know I'm cute. But I can tell that you being with me means I'm you think I'm cute. What's that funny?
I'm sorry. Because it sounds shallow as fuck.
You'll be surprised how shallow I can be.
I'm not at this point.
That's also just ain't that deep.
No, man. Going on 3 years of this, I'm not surprised at anything anymore. Especially how shallow you can be. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Okay, so maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you just have that one affirmation in your giving.
I mean, and you never know, too. Maybe as I grow, maybe if I get in a relationship, it may, you know, something may trigger something else, you know?
Have you ever given in a relationship?
Yeah.
All right, back to words of affirmation.
I have a question, too. So these love languages, are they also how you receive love outside of a relationship?
I think it's how you handle everyday life. Mm-hmm. It's how you handle your friends. Like, for instance, like, I had a therapist who told me, vast majority of men's love language, I ain't gonna say every, but vast majority of men's
physical touch.
It's physical touch. And I think that's also why motherfuckers go around slapping each other in the ass in the basketball, playing the sports.
That's how they show love.
The whole rough housing, playing. You know how dudes always want to wrestle and shit? Mm-hmm. That's their way of, I mean, you can't kiss another, so that's your way of expressing sentiment towards the other person. Mm-hmm. All right, my G.
That's funny.
I'm fucking age. I literally didn't get that. I didn't get that for like, that shit just hit. Oh, the laughter is when it hit. Mm. I can't breathe.
But I know mine's a physical touch because I don't like being touched. I don't mind being, it's not physical touch. But anyway.
He got that shit show.
Words of affirmation. Oh, our little definition says that words of affirmation is expressions of kind languages and communicating it, empathizing it. I read that wrong. But anyway. What is that? How do you communicate words of affirmation? Like, what exactly would you say? And how would you say it?
Sure, man, you want to empathize. Mm-hmm. You want to be compassionate. Compliments.
Yeah. Encourage.
Yeah.
See, and it says...
But I feel like you got to be stern in there, too. Sometimes even with affirmations.
You have to be sincere, yeah.
Yeah, like, but not even just sincere, like stern. Like, for instance, like, sometimes people don't want to hear the positive stuff, and you have to reinforce it. That requires you to have a certain level of grounding and being stern so that they can hear it. Not just hear it, but receive it. They hear it, they're listening, they regurgitate it back to you, but they're not actually receiving. So I think being stern has something to do with it also. But it's mostly just being endearing.
And you should avoid patronizing and silent treatment.
You know what? Especially do not do the silent treatment with somebody who works off of like words of affirmation.
Right, that's like torture.
Yes. And you're going to only, like, if you're trying to torture that person to really fuck up your relationship with them.
Being like meat.
Then, yeah, then do it. But if you want to build with that person afterwards, then please do not. Honestly, even if that's not their love language, the silent treatment is not kosher.
You don't like silent treatment?
It's not cool.
Why?
It's not responsible. It's avoidance. Mm-hmm. It's one thing if you need time to go, like, process something, then say, I need to go process it and give me some time to go be in my space by myself. But to completely cut somebody off, like if you're in the same space with them or ignore them, but then eventually you're going to want to still connect and build with them afterwards, that's very juvenile and mature.
Because you be with someone who just doesn't talk like that, who was just quiet and didn't have a lot of words, wasn't a wordy person.
Yeah, you don't have to. I just need you to be able to tell me and express exactly what's going on with you and your sentiment. I'm learning how to give space to get, you know, go figure your shit out. Mm-hmm. When somebody's like, yo, I'm good, I just need to go figure this out, or I'm not, you know what, I'm really preferred. I don't understand why we avoid telling people we're not in good space. Mm-hmm. Even when you're bad, you try to put on your face to make other people feel comfortable. You having a bad day, and you'll avoid saying, I'm having a rough day, or I'm just not doing good, or I'm not feeling it today.
It's kind of like the show must go on mentality.
Yeah, man, that's not cool, man, because you're not accepting how you feel and what's going on with you. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, especially with your partner, you could put on that fake shit with the rest of the world. But with your partner, man, don't do that. You should be able to be vulnerable with your partner, and then, or people who you feel intimately close to. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily be your partner.
Like a friend or a brother.
Somebody, you should be able to go to them and say, yo, today is not the day. I do not feel good today. I think that's why a lot of depression and shit like that. Oh, man. Spirits is not me. People suffer because they got all this shit bottled up inside. They feeling like, yo, there's nobody I can talk to or no one really cares. And I feel like regardless if people care or not, you just need to get it the fuck out.
Yeah. I'm not a wordy person.
I'm 100% aware of that, man. Mm. I thought you was a mute for the first however long I knew your ass.
And then even with me being wordy, I avoid talking about myself. So I can talk to you about different stuff, but it's a wall of some sort around certain things that I'm not going to talk about.
That's why words of affirmation probably don't register with you.
Right. I mean, it's like I said, I can appreciate it and I understand it. Like, you know, oh, you look nice today. Or, oh, you did a good job, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, okay, thank you. I appreciate that. But I think how I feel is going to go further than what you say. Like, if I know I did good, I know I did good. Like, if I felt like I did a good job, I did a good job. You know what I'm saying? If I felt like I did something right, I don't need someone else to come in and...
Is that why in the service industry, you kind of be like, because even with tips, like, it's money, but when people give you a tip because of how well you do, and then they even compliment you on it.
I mean, I say, like, to me, tips would be, what kind of love language is a tip?
I would say it's a gift.
Like a gift? I like tips. I don't care. And I think that's probably why, as, like, you don't have to tell me You ain't got to blow smoke up my butt. Like,
just give me the money.
Okay. You ain't got to stay there all day. Quality time.
You ain't got to spend time with me either. Okay. Just give me my money. Yes, you do like gifts. So it's gifts.
I mean, when it comes to service, of course it's gifts.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. I told you I am acts of service.
I can't stand it, all right.
But anyway.
I think communicating. Like being able to express positively, but also sternly and be very firm within this, because sometimes people don't want to hear it, or they don't know how to hear it, or they're not used to, and you actually have to reaffirm that sentiment for them to fully grasp it and give into it. Even when I was younger, man, somebody would tell me, like, a woman would be like, yo, you're a handsome young man. I'd be like, oh, okay. Kind of like, yo, I know that. Like, somebody taught me how to accept a compliment.
Yeah. I kind of was weird with compliments.
Yeah, so. I didn't know.
I just said thank you.
Did you know you're a handsome young man? Yeah. Thank you. I mean, yeah. That's what's up. Shit like that.
I do the, oh, thanks.
The what?
Oh, thanks.
Well, you practice that shit in the mirror?
I've done it enough that I know exactly how it goes.
Yeah, so you got that down pat. Mm-hmm. You can go right into character.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks.
Word. Your beard looks real nice.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, thanks. Oh, that's a song. Write that down. That's a song.
Oh, thanks.
The hook.
Oh, thanks.
Ooh.
Oh, thanks.
Bitch, you fine.
Oh, thanks.
Ooh, bitch, you mine.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, bitch, that's grind.
I don't like this.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Now with words of affirmation, I thought this was really interesting about showing love to yourself. How do you show yourself love? That's very important. Oh. Words of affirmation, they have positive self-talk, affirmations, written words on the mirror.
Never thought about that.
Showing yourself love. Because, you know, love is how, not just to a loved one or
so
a
friend. So is masturbation a way of self-touch?
I think so. I really do. I think so. Physical touch, as far as showing yourself physical touch.
Yeah, man. Oh, shit.
I ain't afraid to touch myself. I don't need nobody else. You remember that song?
That was TLC?
Yeah, it was T-Bossy. When you're alone, what you do is what you do. I'm not afraid to say.
I imagine you remember that much of the song.
Yeah, I like TLC.
I can tell. Because you remember that. But okay, yeah, never thought about that.
Sometimes you gotta look in the mirror and talk to yourself. You know what I think would be a good thing, a good example of self-love towards yourself as far as words of affirmation? To like listen to motivational speeches. Wouldn't that be like you kind of giving love to yourself?
No, I think what you said before, when you get up and get in the mirror and you look in the mirror, be like, all right, dude. Let's you do a this. Bad motherfucker. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. You a cold boy. You know you got this. There's nothing you have yet to do. Because sometimes you got to remind yourself. Somebody told me that sometimes you got to stop and think about the things you've accomplished and remind yourself of the things you have done. Mm-hmm. And the success you've had, but also even the failures. Because these things affirm that you are growing and you are learning and you are improving.
You gotta pat yourself on the back.
You have to. Yeah. Sometimes we don't stop to pat ourselves until it's like at the very end and you're tired of shit and you can't enjoy it.
This is how I know my love language, acts of service. I also like doing acts of service for myself. So I like
I wish y'all could see my face.
So I got this massage scheduled. I need to use that guy off the Groupon. I like to take myself out to eat. I love to take myself out to eat. What else I like to do? Access service. Ooh, when I cleaned my room, I was so proud of myself.
How do we keep getting back to access service? Do we talk about words?
Affirmations? Okay, I'll stop. I digress.
Wait till we get to access service. You got shit to talk about, because you might just talk the whole fucking episode.
But where's the affirmation?
Yeah. How do you give words of affirmation to yourself?
Because
you're a bad motherfucker, you don't have to.
I do. I probably need to do it a little bit more often.
Is there a time you can remember where you ever had to like reaffirm yourself of who you were because you were nervous and kind of stuck?
I mean, say like, you got this. You can do this. Okay, we good. Just, you know, focus. Remember.
But not even just like, you got this, who this, but like...
like a script of some sort.
Have you ever been lost in your own personal life and mental space as far as who you were and what you were trying to attain and accomplish?
Yeah.
And in that point in time in your life, how did you reaffirm yourself with words of affirmations? Or did you use words of affirmations?
Was I kind of like, you know what you need to do? Why are you acting like you lost?
Now, and I understand, these words of affirmations don't necessarily have to be said out loud.
Right. That's why I'm, what I'm saying is what I would say in my head.
Yeah. That's why. Mm-hmm. See, and that's the time that words of affirmations probably come in.
Okay.
The most important. Like, you're cool in everyday life, but we don't, there are times when we just don't affirm and we get real low and we don't look at where we at, what we're attaining, and what we've accomplished. Even within our quote-unquote failures. Like, even when you fail, you've accomplished something. Like, if you got a 60 on a fucking test, let's be real, you knew at least 60% of motherfucking information.
That's right, because when I go to the gym, even if I had a shitty day at the gym, I'd be like, well, at least I win. Yeah.
That's 60%. Yeah. You started. You got up and went, you went and did it. Some people just avoid the fucking test. So, you know, sometimes you have to reaffirm yourself, you know, Asania, yeah, this podcast shit may not be going the way you want, or there may be more work you need to do, but like how far you are fucking come in this amount of time. Yeah. Or, I mean, not even come, but how much we've learned.
Yeah.
Because more than what we've done with the podcast, we've learned a whole lot on a personal, on a spiritual, a business. And even to a degree of social level, because we're required to interact with people, not only through social media, but networking events.
Right.
That's a lot.
Maybe I should work on my words of affirmations towards myself.
Mm-hmm. Start looking at what you get, what you've attained.
Hey, that's a light bulb moment.
That shit don't happen often. Oh, I'm getting good at this shit, son. That shit don't happen often. Yeah, you get gangster. What's wrong with the collar on your shirt? We're gonna talk about that often. You got that stretch neck collar.
I don't know. I just put it on like a 4-year-old. That's what.
Yo, when we get this camera, bro. I'm about to stop paying attention. Yeah, fuck y'all.
It's all stretched out.
You gonna be stretched, man?
I don't care. I'm gonna still wear it. Out. I think I would've today. Oh. Put it on return.
But
happens.
Yeah, man. Really work on helping your partner affirm yourself. If their love language is not words of affirmation, skip this episode and send that shit to bitch.
Oh, I think I give out more words to affirmations to other people than I do to myself.
Oh, girl, you look nice.
I'll never do that. Well, maybe I do need to work on words of affirmation.
It'll make you tap into a kind of self and knock some of that cold chip off your damn heart.
I'm not cold.
Okay, I'm sorry. My bad. Apologize.
But I digress.
I digress. Skadoosh. Skadoosh. Yo, I appreciate y'all listening. I appreciate the point, support. Yo, what's going on in the cosmos?
Oh, okay. What's going on in the cosmos? I'll tell you what's going on in the cosmos.
Tell me what's going on in the cosmos while you try to expand this, while you pull up the damn thing to see what's going on in the cosmos.
We're in the black moon of Lilith.
I used to fuck with Lilith.
So expect some restless energy. You know, breaking away from old habits.
You know, that shit, man.
Disharmony in partnerships. And it is time to follow your own path and move towards your destiny.
You're such an announcer. I want you to say that shit one more time with that same passion. What's going on in the Black Moon?
Well, the Black Moon is in Lilith. Expect restless energy, breaking away from old habits, disharmony in partnerships, and it is time to follow your own path and move towards your destiny.
That was great. It was fucking exceptional. I appreciate you, dude.
For sure.
I just want to say that over there. I'm going to say that to them. I appreciate you, dude.
Oh, that was a word of affirmation.
Hey, you just took it. Because you smiled.
I appreciate you, too.
Thank you. Oh, look. And you ain't fulfilling my touch. You giving me my quality time, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Oh, never thought about it that way.
What?
Light bulb moment.
What?
Deshaun is filling my quality time. He's fulfilling one of my love
moments. I thought about that when you said quality time. Oh, okay, that makes sense.
So I can accept his words of affirmations. Peace. This is Awesome Nia. Awesome Nia. Awesome Nia. Check us out on Instagram, IG, Facebook. We're going to get that damn Facebook page together. Check us out on Spotify. Excuse me, man. My mouth is dry as a motherfucker. iTunes, Google, Himalaya. What else?
YouTube.
Breaker.
Google Play.
I already said that.
Apple Music. That's what I Apple. iTunes.
You're going to like that. Pay attention. Okay. Yo, y'all be good, man. Check us out. Share, subscribe, comment. Really, really need feedback. We'll love some feedback. Appreciate all the love. Appreciate you just listening to this episode. If you get anything from it, let us know. Holla back. I digress.
Oh, and Deshaun, Deron, on everything.
Nigga, you could have hit the style. Oh, you are.